This is the Hoosier Hotshot Show. It's the internationally famous, the original Hoosier Hotshot, starring Hezzy, Ken, Gil, and Gabe. Plus their own very special little darling, Anita Gordon. Pearson inviting you to visit the hometown theater, hear the hometown band, and meet the Hoosier hometown orator, all put together in a musical half hour of fun by those hilarious and unpredictable Hoosier hotshots. All right, Ken, let's go.
All right, Fort, are you ready, Hezzy? Okay, here we go.
For me, Katie, I'll be back to make you mine. Meet the arbor in that same old swing that's painted red. We'll sit and spoon and watch the moonshine over the old cow shed. Wait at the gate for me, Katie, by the honeysuckle vine. Wait at the gate for me, Katie, for I'm coming back to make you mine.
Let's start this thing off right now. Hey, wait a minute, Hezzy. Your mouth is open.
Yeah, I know. I opened it myself.
Well, as long as it's open, why don't you say hello to the folks?
Well, I'll do the best I can, Ken.
Uh-huh.
Hello.
Well, that's fine, Hezzy. Now, Gabe, how about you?
Well, now, that's a funny question. Well, how about me?
I mean, don't you want to say hello to the folks?
Not much point in that. Hezzy already did.
Oh, that don't make any difference, Gabe. You can say hello, too.
Well, it seems kind of silly to me. These folks went a lot of trouble to come down here.
Oh, forget it, Gabe.
They left the dishes in the sink and hired babysitters to stay with the kids.
Never mind, Gabe.
And then what did you do? Just stand up here and have everybody say, hello, 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 hello.
Gabe, that's enough.
Well, that's no way to entertain people. That's silly.
All right, then. Go sit down.
Oh, no. I'm not that kind of a guy. If you insist on it, I'll do it.
But I don't insist.
I'm easy to get along with. If you want me to say hello to the folks, I'll say hello to the folks. Hello, folks. There, now, how's that?
Oh, that's just peachy.
Yeah. I should have known better. All right, Ford.
All right, well, now the Hoosier Hotshots are set up to play the very first tune they ever played on the radio network. One of their most famous arrangements featuring Hezzy on the Wabash Washboard. Meet me by the Ice House Lizzie.
My time! Your time, Hezzy. Now, little Willie bought a ukulele, and he learned to play it down around the farm. Through the meadows he would ramble daily, with the ukulele on his arm. And underneath the oak tree he would linger, gazing at the moon above, strumming on his little ukulele, singing to his rustic dove.
What'd he tell her, Hezzy?
Meet me by the ice house, Lizzie, where the daffodillies grow. Down beside the ice house, Lizzie, where the bullfrog crows. I'll be waiting for you, Lizzie, in my little birch canoe, strumming on my little ukulele, singing songs of love and pretty things to you.
Meet me by the ice house, Lizzie, when you put the piggies to bed. Just across the cow pond, Lizzie, where the mules are fed. I'll be waiting for Ulysses, where the pretty polecat plays, strumming on my ukulele, singing ole ole, ole ole ay.
Meet me by the ice house, Lizzie, where the daffodillies grow. Down beside the ice house, Lizzie, where the bullfrogs hoes. I'll be waiting for you, Lizzie, in my little birch canoe, strumming on my little ukulele, singing songs of love and pretty things to you.
Okay, Gil.
Here comes Anita Gordon, folks, as sweet a little girl as ever sang a tune.
Why, thank you, Fort.
Yeah, yeah. Gabe, you're supposed to have a line here. You might as well come on up and get it.
What am I supposed to say?
Oh, go ahead.
Straighten your tie, Jim.
Oh, she can straighten my tie anytime.
Thank you.
Okay, Gabe. Go away, you pack rat. Hey, what's your song, Anita?
But none like you.
All right, Bobby. She's in your hands.
The world is full of people, but none like you. Just ordinary people, but none like you. How far away is yesterday before you came along? It seemed to be just a dream to me, until you proved me wrong. The lanes are full of lovers, but none like you. Ordinary lovers, not dreams like you. I close my eyes to realize this grand surprise is true, that lovers, but none like you. Just ordinary lovers, not dreams like you. I close my eyes to realize this grand surprise is true, that I'm the lucky one who's found you.
We take you now to the Hometown Opera House for this week's pretty puny presentation. The Hometown Opera House presents Frankenstein Fathead Goes Fishing, or Take That Fish Hook Out of the Seat of My Pants, Daughter. I can't stand up all day. afternoon in our favorite little community of Sour Gulch, Kentucky. The sun is setting over Fermentation Valley. And as it dips lower, the little three-room cabin of Frankenstein's Fathead throws a lengthening shadow. Frankenstein has been down to the still to see if the mash is setting right for his next batch of corn squeezing. Of course, he's bringing back a jug from the late batch to hold him for the night. As he walks up to the front porch, his daughter, Ima Fathead, comes out of the house.
Evening, Pa.
Don't be a-getting smart, Alecky, daughter.
But I just said evening, Pa.
I heard you. But I'm your morning Pa, too.
You feel all right, Pa?
Tolerable for Tuesday.
But it ain't Tuesday.
That's why I got the Monday meanness.
Sit down in your rocking chair, Pa. It ain't Monday neither.
Well, then I better go fishing.
Fishing?
Yeah, fishing. F-I-S-H-I-N, fishing.
Well, now, what do you want to go fishing for?
Catfish.
I mean, what fur? What fur do you want to go fishing?
Catfish, I tell you.
Bluebelly?
What?
Bluebelly catfish?
Yeah, there ain't nothing like catching a mess of catfish to take a man's mind off on his troubles.
You still pining for the widow willing, Paul?
Maybe I am, and maybe I ain't.
Well, you go on fishing. It'll do you good. Might take some bacon rind along and catch some crawdad, too.
Well, that's a good idea. I'll stop by and see if Hideous Harry Hardbargain wants to go with me. Hand me my jug, daughter.
What you taking the jug for, Paul?
Well, if and I get tired of fishing, I'll need something to do. I'll be back.
I'll set the fat to heating. I can taste those catfish now.
Well, come on, open up, you old ringtail buffalo.
Who's a what?
Hello, Hideous.
Hello, Fathead. What are you doing off the reservation?
Going fishing. You want to go?
What for?
I swan. I run into more darn curious critters. I'm going fishing for catfish. That's what for.
Man's got to have a reason for going fishing.
Ain't fish enough reason?
Nope. A bachelor goes fishing because he wants to, but a married man goes fishing to get out of something, like spring house cleaning.
Well, tell me, you want to go fishing or don't you?
No, I don't, and I don't think you do either. Now, I see it this way. It's getting near dark, and you come out of carrying a jug. You're just wasting away with pining because the widow willing said she wouldn't marry up with you, I know.
Oh, you reckon I am?
Yep, that's what I reckon. Fathead, you got love sickness, and I reckon I know what to do about it.
What?
I reckon the answer's in the bottom of that there jug.
In the bottom of my jug?
Yep, and I'm just the man to help you out. Bring it on in here, boy, and let's get to the bottom of it.
Daughter?
I got the fat of heating on the stove. Where's the catfish?
The fish?
Yeah.
Well, you see, daughter, it was this way.
Uh-oh.
I got about a mile down the road on the way to the mill pond, and what do you think happened?
I'd never guess.
I heard silver trumpets in the air and a big red buggy drive up alongside me.
Mm-hmm.
It was pulled by six white horses, and what do you think was sitting in the buggy?
What?
A big gold catfish. He was all gold and shiny, and he was very nice, too. And he says to me, "Good evening, Fathead." And I say to him, "Good evening, Mr. Catfish. I was just going down to catch you." Well, sir, you know, he took me down to his place by the mill pond, and we sat and talked. And I gave him some of my squeezings from the jug, and he gave me some of his cured catnip tea. Well, he was just a doggone nice, I didn't have the heart to catch him. So I just come on home.
Pa, you mean for me to believe that there yarn?
Why, sure, daughter. It's the honest truth, just like it happened.
Pa?
Yeah, daughter.
Pass me that there jug.
You know, with all this high-class drama in the hometown theater every week, people are going to quit thinking of you boys as musicians and start thinking of you as actors.
Oh, they wouldn't dare.
Well, to kill the illusion, let's get back to music. Ken, every time I see you and Alan Massey take those banjos out of their cases, I know we're in for a treat.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, indeed. And you boys can't miss with the tunes you've lined up, so let's hear them.
It's time for me to bring in the boy who lives next door. And here he is, Hoosier Hotshot Gil Taylor. What are you going to sing for us, Gil?
September in the Rain, Kenny.
Oh, boy, boy, that's a good tune, Gil. Now, do it pretty. Bring him home happy, Bobby. He's a nice boy.
The leaves are brown, came tumbling down. Remember, in September, in the rain. The sun went out just like a dying ember. That September. In the rain. To every word of love I heard you whisper, the raindrops seem to play a sweet refrain. Though spring is here, to me it's still September. That's September in the rain. To every word of love I heard you whisper, the raindrops seem to play a sweet refrain. Though spring is here to me, it's still September. That September in the rain.
Mighty nice, Gil. Mighty nice.
real romantic.
That's right, Hezzy. Well, but you'd better forget about romancing and get that washboard collected, because we're heading over to call on the nuts and the berries.
Well, I'm raring to go. I got my shoes on. I got all my stuff.
All right, then, let's go. Gabe, how about you? Get aboard.
Get aboard?
Here we go.
Come aboard?
Oh, the nuts, they think they're the berries. And the berries, they think that they're the nuts.
Did you say somebody was crazy?
No, I said somebody was nuts.
Oh, well, that's a berry.
Right across the street from us, there's an awful din.
Uh-huh.
That's cause the family named the Berries moved in. Now, right next to the Berries live Mr. Nut and wife. I never saw such cattin' and high-hattin' in my life.
Oh, the nuts, they think they're the berries. And the berries, they think that they're the nuts.
How they sneer and jeer at one another. Oh, brother, what awful digs and cuts. Why, I remember the time when neither had a dime. Now they drive 4 or 5 cars. Isn't that guts?
Oh, nuts, they think they're the berries. And the berries, they think that they're the nuts. Oh, the nuts, they think they're the berries. And the berries, they think that they're the nuts.
Now the wives, they try to out-mink each other.
Out-mink?
Oh, brother, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. Now they pass on the square, their noses in the air, and the dogs, they call each other mutts.
Oh, the nuts, they think they're the berries. And the berries, they think that they're the nuts.
Oh, the nuts. Whoops. Huh?
He's kind of nuts, too, Eddie Gay.
Well, he's all mixed up, I know.
He's a little crazy.
Yeah.
Of course, you have to be to play that thing.
It helps.
Seats and get ready to meet the Hoosier hometown orator, Gabeous Wardius.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here. I'm sure. I'm here to discuss my subject. How to go shopping for groceries with your wife, if you have one. If not, forget it. To go shopping for groceries with your wife, you will need a bag, to carry. It is to hold the things you didn't expect to buy. Then, too, you will need a basket. A basket, you will need a basket, for the groceries. I never could sing. You should have a basket with wheels, or, you could put roller skates on your wife and push her around for a change. Good luck, old fool. If you are shopping for lunch, you should have a lunch basket. If you're shopping for dinner, it's going to be expensive. Be sure to go to a serve-yourself grocery. It's more fun to guess where things are. And wear those shoulder pads, men, and shin guards. Those women get rough. Tie yourself to your wife's waist with a strong rope. If you should get separated, she'll be over in canned goods, and you'll wind up in the soup. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm finished. Yeah,
Well, folks, there's one thing we all love, and that's the thrill we get out of hearing our hometown band play a rousing tune. It makes everybody feel good, and it makes life look a little better. Yes, sir, there's something about a hometown band.
Yeah, it's noisy.
Oh, boy.
Now, Gabe, you go away with that stuff. Folks, in the Hoosier Hotshots hometown band, Gabe plays the sax, Ken the baritone sousaphone, Hezzy the peckhorn, and Gil the bass drum. Come on, Ken, let's show the world that there's something about a hometown band.
Hot Shots and all their instruments, along with Anita Gordon, will be back again next week. Try to be near your radio then. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.